So in this form of practice, as we've been exploring this more receptive kind of mindfulness, it's really helpful to begin with relaxation. And so relaxing is kind of the ground out of which we can begin to notice an awareness that is more natural. And so we relax the body, we relax the mind, and begin to recognize that we are already aware that through that process of relaxing, we have put ourselves into a position where we are more able to be simply and naturally aware. And then we begin recognizing that awareness. So we relax and then begin to recognize or check in with the question, am I aware? You can even think to ask that question. You get to answer yes, so that's nice. It's not a useless question, though, because it actually begins to point to, as I was talking about this morning in the talk this morning, it begins to point to recognizing and highlighting for ourselves the experience of awareness, the experience of mindfulness itself. And so checking in, am I aware? Yes, I'm aware. We may not actually quite know how we know that we're aware. When we are aware in this way, it's actually a pretty familiar feeling. We've been exposed to it through our lives, and yet it's not something we've thought to actually notice or recognize. And so we may not know how we know that we're aware, and that's okay. So you just check in, am I aware? And over time, it begins to, that exploration around noticing the awareness itself begins to help us to understand what our experience of being aware is. And there are different ones that we have at different times. It's not one unified thing. Also, as I mentioned this morning, different ways that we can feel, different experiences that it can feel like when we are aware. And so we check in, am I aware? Am I aware? And then what are we aware of? When we are aware, when we know what's happening in the present moment, when we're aware, there is something that we are aware of. And so that awareness naturally is meeting something already, is already aware of something. And that's the next question. What? What am I aware of? What is obvious here? Not what can I choose to pay attention to? How can I direct my attention to land on something? But what's already here in awareness? I talked yesterday and this morning also about this factor of attention and how we can choose where to place our attention. But if we don't consciously choose to do that, attention will be on something. And so as we become aware, as we notice that we are aware, the exploration then is, and what is attention already paying attention to? What are we already aware of? It could be any experience. Anything in our human experience might be what we are aware of. Body sensations, emotions, moods, thoughts, feelings. Sounds, if our eyes are open, sights, smells, if we're eating, tastes. There's nothing outside of the realm of what we can be aware of and what that moment of that awareness that is here might be meeting. And so we just open to that. What is being received? I often talk about receptive awareness. Our whole system is it's like a finely tuned antenna in a way. It's receiving so much information. And we are constantly trying to figure out which part of that information is important to pay attention to. But we can also kind of settle back and and take ourselves out of the driver's seat and receive. What does our system feel is the most obvious thing to be attending to in this moment? And so that's the beginning of this practice. We relax, recognize that we're aware, and then explore receiving what we are aware of. Of course, the mind is going to wander. It absolutely is going to wander in this process. But the moment, and when the mind is wandering, there's not much we can do about it. The moment when mindfulness returns, in that moment, as I also spoke about this morning and spoke about yesterday, that's another opportunity to begin to really get familiar with the experience of awareness. Because there's kind of a highlight, a difference between being aware in that moment and the experience a few moments before of not being aware. And so the experience of mindfulness is kind of highlighted in that moment when mindfulness returns. So it's a great place to notice that, to be curious about, oh, aware again, already aware in that moment. And then again, what is awareness aware of? Often, after our minds have wandered, there can be something that has been constructed. When our minds wander, they often wander into thoughts, into scenarios about the past or the future, and along with that can come emotions, other thoughts, experiences in the body that are related to those emotions. And so in that moment of returning from being lost in thought, again, we're not looking at what I need to come back to something to direct the attention to the breath, but more what's here. And after the mind has wandered for a little while, there's often something here that's new that wasn't there when we got lost. And so what's that? What's here? If we've gotten caught by some reactivity, there may be reactivity present. If we've kind of drifted, as I talked about yesterday, drifted into calm, there may be more calm present. And so just, again, curiosity about that. If there is some tension, if you notice in the waking up that the mind is a little more tense, that there's reactivity present, noticing that, and then perhaps inclining again to relax. Relax the body, relax the mind. So these are some of the basics: relaxation, recognizing awareness, what we are aware of. And then the last little piece of instruction is from time to time to check in, how am I in relationship to what's happening? Not constantly, but just every now and then. And in particular, it can be useful, a useful question if we're struggling, if we're suffering, if there's something going on where we feel like this meditation is hard or we feel like there's some stickiness. Check in. How am I relating to experience? There can be something that's kind of under the surface there that is not quite in our conscious awareness, that when it's revealed, we begin to understand why we are caught, essentially. We begin to understand what's going on about why we are struggling so much. So checking our relationship to experience. How am I with experience? What's my attitude about experience? What's the relationship to experience? So this is using a question, dropping a question into our meditation. And it's not about trying to figure out the answer. I used the analogy yesterday of dropping a pebble into a pond. If the pond is kind of smooth when you drop a pebble in, there are just ripples that naturally fall out from that dropping the pebble in. And it's kind of like that when we drop a question into our meditation. We're not trying to figure out the answer to that question. We're more interested in what are the ripples that happen as I drop that question in to the meditation. And so what is the relationship to experience? How am I with this? That may begin to reveal We may see something that was kind of below the surface, but is now at the surface, able to be seen. So it's become a ripple so we can recognize it. In the seeing of that, there's not much to do with it other than recognize it. Oh, what's happening right now is there's this pain in my knee and I really want it to go away. That's the relationship. There's the physical unpleasantness and there's this not liking, this wanting it to go away. And sometimes when we see that, we see the not liking, we might begin to discover that the pain, the actual physical pain, is not as strong as we thought it was, because it was the reactivity that was kind of cycling us into, this is a problem, I got to fix this, tensing us up, creating more tension, exacerbating the pain. And when we begin to see, oh, what's happening is there's this twinge in my knee and I don't like it. Actually, I don't like it and I'm telling a huge story to myself about what it means and why it's a problem and that I'm going to have knee surgery tomorrow. I mean, these kinds of, it's amazing how quickly our minds will go into something like that. So as we see the relationship, so we see, oh, not liking is happening. We may get a clearer view on what's actually happening. It's like, oh, there's a little twinge in the knee, and I don't like it. That's what's happening. We may also see that pain in the knee is strong enough to need some action. We might need to move, and that's fine. But we have the opportunity to see, is the reactivity exacerbating the situation? Is it something that is can just be known? And through the very seeing of it, it kind of sometimes when our reactivity, when our attitudes are kind of below the surface of our conscious awareness, it's like they're the hidden dragon or something. You know, it's like they're the thing that when we don't know it's there, it's a huge problem. But as soon as it's seen, it's just like, oh, it's like naming it or recognizing it for what it is takes the power out of it very often. And so that's mostly what we're interested in, is seeing, can these hidden things, these attitudes, hidden agendas, come into conscious awareness? And then what happens as we just become aware of that? So there's not a lot we need to do with it other than to notice it. So those are the basics. Relax, recognize awareness. Am I aware? Notice what we're aware of. And then checking into our relationship with experience from time to time. And so we'll do a sitting now to just kind of play with that. There's a couple of you who weren't here yesterday, so this will be a first exploration of this style of practice for some of you.